Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY 2024 earnings conference call of Chambal Fertilisers and Chemicals Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rishab Barar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good day, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the Chambal Fertilisers and Chemicals Q2 and H1 FY 2024 earnings call. We have with us today Mr. Abhay Baijal, Managing Director, Mr. Anand Agarwal, CFO, Mr. Anuj Jain, Assistant Vice President, Finance and Company Secretary, Mr. Tridib Barat, Vice President, Legal and Secretarial, Mr. Ashish Srivastava, Vice President, Sales and Marketing. Before we get started, I would like to point out that some statements made or discussed in the conference call today may be forward-looking in nature and must be viewed in conjunction with the risks the company faces. Chambal Fertilisers and Chemicals does not undertake to update them. The statement in this regard is available for reference in the presentation. We will begin this call with opening remarks from Mr. Baijal. I would now like to invite Mr. Baijal to share his views. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rishab. Good afternoon and evening to all, and a very warm welcome to all of you participating in this call. It is indeed a pleasure to have you on this forum. Since the investor presentation and financial results have been shared by us beforehand, I will not spend time to repeat the numbers in my opening remarks. To give a brief, our urea business continues to progress well. All the three plants are operating at optimal capacity. Urea production stood at 9.08 lakh metric tons, and sales were 8.38 lakh metric tons during the quarter. Energy efficiency of our production facilities continue to be amongst best in the industry. The supportive stance of government towards release of subsidy on time is very much appreciated. This has enabled us to efficiently manage our working capital cycle. Subsidy receipts stood at 550 crores. Receivables stood at 550 crore as on September 30, 2023, and the subsidy receipts amounted to 6,800 crores during the second quarter of the current fiscal. You will notice from this quarter onwards that we segmented our results into company-owned manufacturing complex fertilizers, which we normally import, and crop protection chemicals and specialty nutrients. This move is aimed to provide a better feel of our business to our investors and stakeholders. International prices of phosphatic fertilizers, that is DAP, NPK, MOP, have been declining on the back of lower input cost, albeit lately showing a reversal. Sales volume, though, were higher on sequential quarter basis. Our technical ammonium nitrate EPC contract has been awarded to Larsen and Toubro, and the technology licensor is Casale SAOCC. The project is progressing well. It is on track. Crop protection chemicals and nutrients business have been the highlight of our performance, and this quarter also was a sterling performance. During the period under review, we introduced a wide range of weedicides, insecticides, and seed treatment products, which will hold great value for the farmers in the rabi season. We conducted 3,700 demos and 1,200 field shows at various locations during the year under the review. Our seed-to-harvest program, as you know, continues to deliver good performance. During the half year of the ongoing fiscal, the seed-to-harvest operated in 1,500 villages, touching about 2.3 lakh farmers. 43,000 soil samples were analyzed and 3,100 farmer meetings and farmer training programs were conducted. This has been one of the cornerstones of our policy to be closer to the customer, that is the farmer, and has yielded us immense benefits. In the same line, I'm happy to inform you that we have introduced our existing toll-free number as a digital interface, as a WhatsApp chatbot on Meta platform, which provides the farmers knowledge about our products, and we are confident that this initiative will immediately benefit. It is multilingual and is operational in all the territories we do. It will immediately benefit and further strengthen our connect with the farmers. Next phase, this will be extended to providing farming solutions. Our balance sheet continues to be strong, and as always, we continue to explore organic and inorganic growth opportunities. With that, I will now take your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Prashant Biyani from Elara Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and congrats on good set of numbers. Sir, the energy saving schemes that you have laid out, you will achieve the financial benefits by way of lowering the cost of production, or will this enable you to generate more surplus ammonia?
No, this is primarily aimed at reducing the energy which is used in various machines. And therefore, it is not so much volume, but it is margin improved. Energy efficiency.
Okay, but so the surplus ammonia volume may not change so much?
No, surplus ammonia volume will change with little bit of the turbine being debottlenecked. The question is to how much that will increase is only be possible to be understood. Our equipment undergo a change. Especially, we are changing converter basket in Garepan 2. So those, what exactly will be the result of that, we are not able to predict right now. But my own guess is that we will have an answer by May 24, once our 23-24 annual turnaround is completed.
And sir, this 100 crore savings that we have estimated, can this change with change in gas price?
Yes, definitely. It is staged at a gas price of $16, which I think is a number which will maintain 3 to 4 years.
Okay. And sir, these schemes will mostly be implemented in G1, G2 or all the three plants?
No, these are primarily focused on Garepan 1 and 2. Garepan 3, as you know, is in a different league of its own. We are still developing some schemes for them. Those schemes that are there are very minor. And we'll look at a major scheme for which a study is being conducted, but I can't talk about that.
And lastly, sir, the urea energy efficiency norms are likely to be revised by government in 2025. Will that have any bearing on the financial benefit that we plan to achieve by these investments?
See, it's a matter of conjecture as to what will be that in that time frame. So it is impossible, but we feel that the norms that the industry today has, if you compare it internationally, we are already amongst the best in the world. Further reduction in that number may not be the best interest of the industry and the government as well. Although on paper there is a review. There are, of course, certain plants, or there are three groups as you go. There are groups with 6.5 GCA and groups with 6.25 GCA. And there is a group with 5.5 GCA. all our plants in the 5.5 category, and we are below that number in NCL. I don't think the first category, that is the third category of 5.5, will be disturbed very much. That is my personal impression.
I'll come back in the queue, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Harmish Desai from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my question. So my first question is, can you share the urea volume details between the Gadepan 1, 2 and 3 plant?
I will request Mr. Amit Jain to answer that question.
We'll provide you that information. Just a
second. Sure, sir. Sure. And sir, can you share the average gas cost for Q2 and the current gas cost?
Let Anand answer that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the average gas cost for last 6 months is 16.7.
Okay, and the current NCV number?
Yeah, this is on NCV basis.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Current number, what it is?
Current number is creeping up. The provisional number
has, around.
Yeah. The provisional number will exceed 16.7.
So in the Q1 call, you mentioned that, you know, there was some amount of business miss because of the Bijalpai cyclone and the Balaso train accident. So have we covered that number in this particular quarter, the business number?
Very, very glad that you asked that question. In fact, if you see this quarter has tested Chambal's execution skill, and we have not been found wanting. We have substantially segregated and sent most segregated between sound and unsound stock. The sound stock was processed and sent to market, and we have achieved a considerable amount of in the soil sales despite problems in the weather pattern. You know that during August and even the beginning of September we had deficiency of rain. So all of that having been done, the amount of spoiled material has come down by about 10 to 15% from what our initial estimate was. And at the same time, the insurance companies have responded, and we have got about 20 crores as the advance payment against that claim. So therefore, the claim is established, and we are now in the process of obtaining various approvals to sell the salvage material and settle these. We are fully hopeful to get our amount or the amount of insurance claim that we have put sometime by December this year.
Okay. Sir, on this, the updated subsidy, the NBS for Rabi, because the correction is so steep, did we have any need for taking some amount of provision like we had taken in the past? So is there any update on that?
Yes, I can say that we have taken the necessary provision, and it's that the steep fall, and that is baked into the results. And in any case, any inventory that we carry or any futuristic sales that we have, that all have been brought down, converted with the current NRV position, and that is baked into the results.
Yeah. So can you quantify that provision? Can you share it with us?
I won't like to say that, but it was a fairly large number.
Okay, sir. And sir, lastly, I would like to ask on the performance of MSA in the quarter, and how do you expect it to, how do you expect the performance in the second half?
See, Basel performance has been humdrum, to say the least. They have been making profits, had problems. A bit early, they were, but adjustments in rock prices have helped. It is my understanding, although it is not fully confirmed, that they will end the year with a reasonable profit, and the third or fourth quarter for them will be good.
Got it. Got it, sir. That is helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshita from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question was regarding the NBS rate cut. Given that the number was so steep, are we expecting any kind of MRP increase or subsidy changes upwards, most likely, to take place in the second half of the year?
So, Darshita, my understanding is government policy is what it is. They have been consistent from their point of view. And therefore, it is requires a very careful and calibrated response to the market and the policy conditions. So I, for one, feel that as per the notification published, they have clearly mentioned that 31st March 2024 is the currency of the new NBS rate from 1st of October. However, there is a mention of a special 4,500 rupees per metric ton insofar as DAP is concerned. Now, that could be a subject of review in December. That is one of the things that could possibly happen because it is an ad hoc provision, number one. Although it is my sense that the government might not want to change it, given that there is a long period till the next necessary during this time frame. But everything is subject to review at the end of the quarter. That is one. So I think on the NBS, that is the issue. As so far as the price increase, as far as the MRP is concerned, I won't hazard a guess. So far, the industry have maintained the same 27,000 rupees, and I was witness to the press conference of one of the ministers, very confidently said that we have controlled the price at 1350 per bag, which means that the expectation of the government is that the prices should be held.
All right. Okay. And with respect to complex fertilizers, can we expect any price increases or MRP increases over there?
You're not very clear. I could not catch the question.
Okay. On the same stance remains for all fertilizers. So government doesn't intend to change any MRPs as of now, including NPKs.
Got that. Okay. Secondly, I wanted to get some understanding with respect to the channel inventory. What we understand is, given how erratic the monsoon was during the Kharif, the channel inventory continues to be high for both fertilizers as well as crop protection products. So your view on that as to how are we seeing Rabi panning out, and will the volume growth will be impacted to that extent?
Okay, Darshita, if I have understood your question right, your second part of the question was about the performance of CPC in the Rabi.
Is it better now? Am I audible?
Yeah, I think we are not catching you correctly.
Yeah.
Either you should speak directly into the phone. I think you are speaking from a speaker phone.
No. Is it better now?
Yes, much better.
So I was just, I wanted to get an understanding as to how the channel inventory is currently. What we understand is that it continues to be high for both fertilizer as well as crop protection products. So how are we seeing it currently, and how will it impact our volume growth for the Rabi season?
So, Darshita, the channel inventory of fertilizer is not much except for some NPK complex fertilizers. As regards crop protection chemicals, the inventory were very high for the kharif crops, but the inventory for the channel inventory for Rabi crops, you know, is not as high as it was for Kharif crop. It's almost 50% level what was there for Kharif crops.
Okay, all right. And with respect to the prices for the crop protection, how are we seeing the prices panning out?
See, if you look at the Kharif trend, the prices were down by 10 to 15%. Then some post August, you know, the prices started building up. Rabi molecules, the price trend again was down by 10 to 15%. Now picking up with the same levels as it was there for last year.
And these levels would be similar to that of pre-COVID levels, or would it be lower than that?
Similar level, yeah.
All right, okay. And my last question was regarding the 1750 crore top line expectation that we have given for our domestic B2C business by FY27. If you could throw some light on how are we seeing, like, how will we scale up our business over here with respect to any acquisitions or new molecule launches, new product launches, if you could just throw some light on that.
Okay, so Dashita, you know, we have mentioned in our presentation also that we have some long-term tie-ups with some American, European and Japanese company already in place. We are in advanced stage of talks with some other Japanese companies to give us some molecules which are getting off-patent in some years to come. So we have a product portfolio which can stand these numbers for at least 5 years. So we are in, the product portfolio is signed up. As regards acquisition is concerned, we are not looking at that as of now.
Got it. And, like, you know, just want your view on this, that there are already so many companies in the domestic space that already have long-term tie-ups with the Japanese counterparts to introduce new products in India. So how are we different, what is our differentiation over there, if you could throw some light on that?
So if you look at the partnerships which these Japanese companies had, it was already with some established players. But now, if you look at some 2-3 molecules which we have introduced in last year as well as this year, these have come from Nishino, these are coming from Nissan. So they are also looking beyond, they are also looking at extending their partnership beyond their established player and their players.
Okay. And got it. All right. I think that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Gupta from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first question is on our going forward in near term, the trading strategy given the recent cuts in the subsidies by the government. So what I understand so far that with the current prevailing prices of DAP, it may not be viable to do any kind of trading. Just wanted to share your view on this.
See, I have just told you that there is a portfolio approach that we follow as far as our business is concerned. And complex fertilizers, urea, DAP, potash, as well as our CPC SN, they are a complete portfolio in each other, which we present to our channel and use that channel and the foot from the various products, cross-sell or cross-market some of all these products. Therefore, despite what the numbers may say, we may have to maintain a certain amount of product flow. But as I said, all of this is very, very carefully calibrated to see that whatever we feel or whatever our return expectations or margin expectations are. For instance, in this particular quarter, MOP is profitable, whereas DAP is not. So we have to see and balance the portfolio in such a manner, the markets, the placement, the timing, and everything in a very calibrated, coordinated strategy. That is one part. Now, as far as your question about whether this is viable or this is not viable, as of now, the government's policy is what it is. And as I said, in a portfolio of which a certain amount of minimum flow of material has to be maintained. we will see how this develops. Post January, we do not know how the prices of material will behave. It could be that it may drop. It may drop as early as December as well. I do not know. We are already seeing softness in some of the NPK grades. And that is indicative of the fact that, yes, there may not be that kind of rapid escalation in prices what post the Ukraine war and also what we are seeing in the Middle East. So it is my expectation that prices will cool in the next quarter. That's my personal opinion. And should that happen to a sufficient extent, then the game is on.
So, sir, you are saying that in near term, to have a balanced portfolio and not over the fear of not losing any market share, we may have to offer the product and even maybe at a very low margin or maybe if maybe in some cases maybe even at a losses as well, depending on the market conditions. But we have to cater to the market and to maintain the market share. So maybe that we have to face some challenges in near term.
I would put it this way that we have a return expectation from the business profitability expectation from our stakeholders, and we also have our budgets to meet. We also understand the constraints the market provides and the constraints of the government policy within the four corners. We have to design it in a way that we achieve to a large extent, most of the objectives. So it is a kind of a optimization game between all these issues. I would like to say that, you know, this is where execution and efficiency serves a great deal. If we bring material, for instance, if we have even brought material which may have a loss on the books, we will at least liquidate it. So the timing, the placement, that also is very important. And this is where the efficient execution at the in the Chambal team makes a big difference. Because you can plan anything, but if you don't have execution, you may have very contrary results.
Okay. Sir, next is on, you have further plans to invest in a nitric acid value chain, though our 10 plant is still under disputation by October 25. What kind of product portfolio we are looking into nitric acid value chain? What I understand earlier that the reason for getting into 10 plants was primarily to use captively our ammonia. While the reason for going into nitric acid value chain may be definitely the further investment and may require further more investment in ammonia and other acids as well. So what is the thought process on this further investment in nitric acid value chain?
Good question, Ron. Somebody asked a question earlier whether your efficiency projects will result in an increase in ammonia production. So coming back and circling back from there, I would like to say that some of the projects that we continuously work upon, and especially in 25 time frame, we have said about Gadepan 3, a special kind of equipment which may need to be put there. Should those economics work out, we may have some technical surpluses increased to some extent, which will enable us, and in any case, in the current scenario as well, the design and the capabilities that we are building into the plant, there could be surplus WNA, which can then take us into the next chain, as I said, in terms of nitric acid. And this is a value chain that will keep expanding, in my opinion, over a period of time, because we have sort of nucleated this business. And once you create a nucleus in a business, then there is a expansion possibility going forth in the next 3, 4, 5 years. So I believe that this is a foundational project as far as nitric acid and nitric acid chain is concerned, and it will develop in time.
So, but primarily focus here is will still remain that surplus ammonia, and how much more ammonia we can produce through recent energy initiatives which we are taking? There is still no plan for putting a complete dedicated ammonia plant chain to drive the nitric acid value chain, including tankers.
No, that is dependent on the volume absorption, which is possible. We continuously look at what competition is doing. We have to see the balances, overall balances, the requirements. Our ammonia chain is pretty expensive, as you know from, I think, from Deepak Fertilisers. They have had to put a 1,500-ton plant. It's fairly expensive, and we feel that we can exploit capacities which are available with us. And those capacities that will get exploited will give us reasonable volume in these products. And we are designing the plants, or we will design the plants with sufficient interoperability or sufficient capability to look at from ammonia, WNA, CNA, or going forward onto other value addition on CNA, etc. Going forth, those quantities that are there, they are quite sufficient in my opinion.
Also, just last from my side. So, sir, our Gadepan 3 is going to lose its energy benefit under the scheme of new investment, I think from 2026 or 27, if you can just correct on that. What will be, according to you, the likely change in the government policy and the normalized margins from that Gadepan 3 plan?
That is too far out in the future for me to comment. I think we are talking about 4 years from now. I can make any number of, and all of them will be wrong. I do not know what exactly the government are thinking. In the past 1 year, I have been witness, before I demitted office as the CFO, has a very strong discussion on sort of deregulation, or at least putting DBT in urea. I do not know whether those thoughts will be reconsidered or redone after, as you know, the election and so on and so forth.
So you're saying the current scheme will continue for another 4 years? I mean, FY28, you won?
No, I
believe it was till 27.
2016. So that is something that I cannot envisage, and there are so many things happening at the same time. Very difficult to predict the trajectory of government policy. It depends on the incumbent, who will be the minister, what will be the composition after all this. So I can't say. I can't say.
That's okay. Fine. Thank you, sir. That's it for my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Binani from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. So, sir, I have a couple of questions. So, number one, on the provision side. So, sir, after this NBS rest reduction, so have we taken any sort of like inventory provisioning into our numbers in the second quarter, particularly for the complex fertilizer? And secondly, connecting to that only, so we have been like witnessing some sort of like volatile RM situation currently. So on the crop protection side also, have we taken any sort of like inventory provisioning out there also? So maybe you can quantify on the both.
On the crop protection, there is absolutely no provision.
Okay.
This review has been on low credit terms. I won't say 100% cash terms. Almost 7, I won't say how much percentage we have sold on cash. There's a lot of disturbance on the line. Hello. Yeah. And secondly, as far as the provisioning on the NBS is concerned, I've just told somebody who called up or who actually questioned me, that the adequate and
accurate provisioning has been done on the stocks, on whatever was remaining in the POS, and also on anticipated arrivals on which we have made purchases.
Got it, sir. And sir, secondly, my question was regarding the price hike for the second half. So we have been like hearing from the competitors also that maybe they would be taking some sort of like price hikes, particularly in few grades, which in turn would be like partially mitigating this sort of like subsidy cut. Or maybe the industry is expecting subsidy revision during the quarter four. So just wanted to have a sense that considering that we are like running towards the election, May 24 elections, so maybe if at all the government would be allowing the industry to take any sort of like price hike for this year. So any thoughts or any comments from you would be like helpful. Thank you.
So Himanshu, my sense is that the government announced in a press conference certain things. If you went to the YouTube of that or actually heard it, their USP to the farmers or to the people was that, look, we have managed to control the prices and the farm level MRP and so on. Now, if the industry feels that yes, they want to break out or they want to do something different, it's a matter that I'm sure they would discuss internally and also not act unilaterally. There will be a group of people who would possibly go and discuss with the authorities before they took a step of this type. That is my understanding. And if that is sufficient weight and sufficient force in their arguments, I'm sure the government will allow willy-nilly, and in that case we are a better off position than what we are for the industry, and we are part of the industry.
Got it, sir. And sir, the last question is on the inventory position. So maybe like if you can give any sense on the industry-wide inventory provision post 30th September, how the inventory provisions are, number one. And secondly, on your company, maybe if you can like give the RM inventory and the finished good inventory with you in terms of months, so maybe that can like help.
So I can't say for all grades because we have a limited number of grades that we work with.
Right.
My understanding only that one of the big grades that we follow is DAP, and I think Ashish in his earlier intervention said that there is some 22 lakh metric tons which was opening on
first of November.
As far as MOP, that is potash, or NPK, I would like to...
Okay, so Himanshu, your question on the DAP inventory. DAP inventory in the current country is 2.2 million tons on 1st of November. And you're talking of how many months inventory it is. If you convert into the POS sales of past 2 years, it is equivalent to 2 months sales. So that's for DAP. NPKs, the inventory is around 3.9 million tons. This is all grades put together, which is much, much higher. If you compare the next 2 months requirement in terms of the farmer sale, it's around 2.2, so there is sufficient inventory of NPKs. With regards to potash, the inventory is around almost around a million ton in the country, and it is almost 4 months forward sale inventory in the country for MOP.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Anmol Das from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Sir, you said the Rabi crops expectations are high, so we understand that the cotton crops were not so good demand-wise for the agricultural side. So, which crops are you expecting, in the Rabi season, increase your demand and prices?
Okay, so if I understood your question correctly, Anmol, you are asking about what are crops we expect to be grown in the Rabi season. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so in our territory, crop rotation starts with mustard, then followed by potato, wheat and gram. So that is the standard crop cycle in our operating territory, and we don't see any changes in any acreages of these crops.
Okay, so no changes in acreages, and so how, how do you see the demand panning out, and any kind of risk with these crops, like it happened with cotton?
So I don't see any change in the demand pattern, because these are standard crops which are a standardized fertilizer and crop protection chemical requirement. So it would be as an average, normal requirements. No upside and downside in that.
Okay, so thank you. All my other questions are answered.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Prashant Biyani from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so my line got disconnected in between, so I don't know whether you've answered this or not. Typically, sir, our H2 complex fertilizer volumes have been in the range of 3 to 5 lakh tons with the exception of last year. So with the current change in subsidy, it is possible that we'll continue with the same volume trajectory, or what would be your view on that?
See, we are halfway through the season, more or less. I don't think it will be that high.
Sure. And sir, some data-related questions also I had. If we can have the breakup of other expenses in power, packing and freight cost.
Yeah. I'll let Anuj handle that.
Yeah, power is, this quarter, power is 944 crores and freight is 207 crores. And corresponding last quarter, it was 1443 crores, power and fuel was 1443 crores and freight and forwarding is more or less same, 214 crores.
So freight this period is how much, can you repeat?
207.
Okay, and packing?
Packing is 34 crores this year.
Okay. And sir, urea closing inventory after Q2 will be around 1,38,000 tons?
Yeah, around 1,38,000 tons.
And sir, lastly, can we get the traded fertilizer inventory which would have been in the channel at the end of Q2?
You mean you are referring to the power stocks?
Yes.
So at the end of quarter two, we had all put together around 1,19,000 tons, all DAP, NPKs, MOP put together.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Okay, you had one.
There was one question on what are the volumes of production for urea in all our three plants. So G1 we produce 2.8 lakh tons, G2 we produce 2.69 lakh, and G3 we produce 3.57 lakh tons in the current quarter.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one at this time. As we have no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for the penetrating questions that you have asked. I hope we have been able to satisfy you. And since the festival season is ahead, I wish a season greeting and happy Diwali to all of you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Happy Diwali from the entire Chambal team.
Thank you. On behalf of Chambal Fertilizers and Chemicals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.